What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We have phone lines open, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks, Mike, for taking my call. You know, the food situation going on here, this is getting a little bit ridiculous. You know, when the train line said, you know what, we're going to reduce the amount of fertilizer we're going to bring in there, you know, we get a little suspicious and whatnot, but then they did reduce it. And then so just May 16th, a train derailed in Iowa. What do you reckon they were carrying?
Fertilizer.
Yeah, okay. And then just today or yesterday in Calgary, Alberta, another train derailed. What do you reckon they were carrying?
We could say fertilizer. Yep.
Well, it was potash. Okay. But it's the same almost. I mean, it's a product of it. So then you got that. And then we just had another chicken processor plant burn up over there in England. You know, with the eggs and whatnot. And so they're really going after the food supply here. So, yeah, let's go ahead and transfer over to the electric cars. They're not going to try to make everybody own electric cars because, A, they're going to be too expensive. Only the rich people can get them. But their whole transition into this electric world and stuff is only going to take place when there's a lot less of us on this planet. And as you can see, they are speeding up Agenda 2030 right now. And they did have a meeting saying they were going to speed it up. So here we sit, just victims. Victims of our own selves because we were not paying attention. And those of us who are paying attention are in such a minority. The majority is not paying attention. And we're in a big pickle, Mike.
Yeah, we really are, but the problem with sabotaging fertilizers and things like that is it is rather obvious what's going on as opposed to, letting monkeypox or whatever else is coming out of those test tubes start to cull the population. Now, the fact of the matter is that here in the United States, the birth rates for the illegal citizens have been in decline for quite some time. Partly it's the economy. It's very expensive to have and raise a child. Partly it may be that epicyte gene has escaped into the wild. And you have to wonder why the USDA was even funding the development of a form of corn that would render you sterile.
Yeah, well, isn't it amazing that we've got this WHO thing going on? And I know it has to be ratified by the Senate, but we also know that the people in the Senate...
Biden's trying to find a way around that one right now.
I'm sure, and that was what I thought. He was going to be King Biden on this one and sign it. But if the Senate doesn't have to the Senate will ratify it. Look at the rhinos in there. Look at the majority is Democrats. They'll ratify it in a heartbeat. But once again, they're not representing...
Not sure. It's going to take a two-thirds vote, and I don't think they have it.
Well, I'm not so sure. It depends on who they have to grease, and apparently everybody has a price up in that place.
Yeah.
The money's flowing left and right, and we don't know who's going to defend us or whatnot. And as it stands now, nobody's defended us through all of this COVID stuff, so how do we expect anybody to defend us through the WHO takeover? I mean, we are literally sitting ducks right now, and we're watching ourselves. You know, nobody's really concerned about the trains derailed and we can't get any fertilizer for our crops, and we can't.
Well, it's not being widely reported. I mean, the only place we know about these food processing plants burning down is here on the internet. It's again, it's not being covered by ABC, CBS, NBC, NPR, CNN. They're out there dangling Amber Heard and Johnny Depp in front of us.
Yeah, no, you stole my thunder. That's exactly what's going on. So we have an entirely misinformed population.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, it's just terrible, Mike. No. I mean, that's the problem. That is the problem. We're having a hell of a time getting this information out to people because they really need to know this. Now, most people aren't concerned about the food shortage because they're not seeing so much of that right on the shelves yet. There's some, but they're just not ready to accept it.
We're seeing holes at our local market. We're seeing big holes at the Walmart. And you know, I was talking to the manager at our local food store, and he says, yeah, it's getting hard to get stuff.
Yeah, no, and so eventually, here's the problem that I think the New World Order hasn't anticipated, because they're going to make a mistake. There's going to be the wide open awakening of millions upon millions of people, at least in this country. They're going to make a mistake, and then they're going to either have to try to walk this stuff back, which I doubt they can, or they're going to have to move forward with something even more crucial, such as a nuclear war or a tactical nukes, or will be... Biden and the association and AKA the World Economic Forum in charge of us or whatever, they're not going to be shy of throwing a bomb at us and blowing up a city and saying Russia did it and get us all on the bandwagon, you know? So, yeah, this is a very delicate situation that we're in right now, Mike, because, I mean, really, what can we do? And I don't think there's any political solution. I mean, call your congressman. Tell him how you feel.
Yeah, I think we've run out of political solutions, and I keep being reminded of that statement John F. Kennedy made, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. And I don't like it one tiny bit, but I think that's where we're headed.
Yeah, and if you look at all the signs, that's where it's going to be. I think it's going to start off with food riots because, I mean, if the shelves are already getting bare and we're just getting into this year's crops that are not getting planted right now, some places got rained out, like South Dakota got rained out. They're 2 weeks behind and then have to let it dry for two more weeks. So already a month behind on planting their crops. Yeah, and the wheat, did you hear the, who was it? It was one of those big worldwide foundations or whatever. They said we're about 10 weeks away from depleting the entire world's wheat.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, no, see, that's my biggest problem as far as I'm concerned. My biggest problem is food. You know, I'm kind of partial to having something to fill my belly up with, and apparently we all relied on the system too long. We don't have enough of our farmers out there that can sustain us if the entire food processing has gone down, and they've done everything they can. I wish we could just get this on ABC News or something, because then the people would rise up. They are making a mistake, but... the mistake is being covered up because they won't allow us to know what they need to know. Anyway, thank you, Mike, for your time. Appreciate it.
All right, you've got it. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yesterday you had someone call in, and they assumed that the POWs from Mariupol were going to go to Russia or Siberia. Mm-hmm. Well, Russell Texas Bentley, who you can find on Telegram, he was also interviewed last week by Jeff Rentz. He said that they plan on keeping those POWs right there in the free Ukraine and judging them right there. They have witnesses, and they could do it right there. They're not going to. So Russia did not take those. POWs.
Yeah, Russia did announce they were going to have trials for these. Individuals, but you know, after the trial is over, what's going to happen? You know, we don't know if they'll be sent to Siberia or even worse, sent to Cleveland.
Right. Anyway, they wanted to keep them there for a while so people can testify against them. Also, a couple things. How in the heck is Kissinger still alive? How do these keep these people? These nasty people still alive for so long.
Well, remember, only the good die young.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. I guess you're right. Also, Mitt Romney, who pays attention to him anymore? Even his own Republican Party in Utah tossed him. Nobody pays attention to Mitt Romney. He thinks he's credible. He's not.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd like people to look up Russell Texas Bentley on Telegram. And also, if you can find the interview with him on Jeff Rentz was excellent, just absolutely excellent. And also, the interview with Mitchell Henderson. You can find those two about the Ukraine. Really good. So, okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, it just by coincidence, I guess, I caught it in the bargain bin because it probably didn't do very good as a theatrical or DVD release. I think I only paid a dollar for it, but I thought it was worth every bit of $5. The Humanity Bureau in 2017 deals with the United States as it becomes kind of a wasteland, people with no food, and they're not productive. And so Nicolas Cage, part of the Humanity Bureau, is out rounding up people that are basically not self-sufficient and starving or whatever. And by accident, I think he runs into a woman who is taking care of his son. The woman mm-hmm. that gave birth to his son died. But the timing of when I saw it in 2019, and then I got sick with something that took my taste and smell away.
Yeah,
late
I wonder
October,
what that might have been.
Way early, and of course they couldn't test for it. They didn't, you know. I had friends that got something similar, and they was getting steroids and stuff like that. And it would lasted like 6 or 8 weeks. I mean, I was doing all the tricks that I'd learned from alternative media. I was eating dark chocolate, black tea, and turns out I found out later that it helps your zinc level,
mm-hmm.
you know, and carrot juice and things like that to get your oxalic acid part of your immune system up. Because we're around all these electronic devices, the theory goes that we're the electromagnetic fields messes with the somewhere in the quantum mechanics and the acidity of some of your weak acids in your immune system. There used to be a guy on shortwave named Uncle John or something that would call in from Tennessee and talk about this. And some of the science is starting to show that. I've also ran into something very disturbing in researching prions. I don't know if you've...
Prions.
Yeah, prions, these proteins that are folded wrong, used to be called a slow virus.
Yes.
And it's looking like that it can take literally decades for it to manifest, but there's also 40-year-olds that are coming up with Alzheimer's now. 40-year-olds.
Yeah.
So the only source for that is animal protein. Jolly old England just about a month ago approved processed animal protein to be fed back to cows. It includes anything
well,
but...
Well, that's what triggered the mad cow epidemic.
Yes, but that was including cows, and they think they're doing better by not including cows in a processed animal protein. It's everything but cows.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it could include, you know, pigs, sheep, and sheep have their own prion problem.
Yes,
deer,
they do.
Roadkill, and so there's an alpha beta tau protein, dual protein that University of San Francisco, California had discovered in I think it was 2019, right before all this hit. That is a new combination of prions to
mm-hmm.
look for, yeah, associated with Alzheimer's. And so, you know, are you're familiar with the concept of predictive programming or whatever, where like the idea, the concept that these people are doing everything, have to tell us what they're doing ahead of time somewhere. This movie...
Well, it's a pre-sale job is basically what it is. It's getting
yeah.
people used to the idea so they don't react in shock when it happens. And, Mitt Romney out there talking about a possible nuclear attack by Russia so
uh-huh.
that... when it happens, you know, we all look at the mushroom cloud and say, oh, well, you know, Mitt Romney said the Russians were going to do it.
Well, the storyline on this dystopia Humanity Bureau is actually set in 2030. That's what hit me when I went online and started reading about it. It's like, oh, Agenda 2030.
Yeah.
There's their plan. They're going to, you know, permanent state of economic recession for the world. And, of course, it's all blamed on global warming and all that fun
yep.
stuff. And, of course, it turns out Nicolas Cage finds out he's not actually rounding up people to send them to some new utopia city called New Eden.
Mm-hmm.
You can guess where they're going.
No,
they're not going to New Eden.
They're going to the Soylent Green factory.
Or incinerators or something. But It's pretty dang ominous. I mean, hopefully we can figure out what tree bark to eat and avoid the zombies. That's what's getting me is like when I'm starting to dig into this prion stuff, I'm like, oh, zombie apocalypse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I would seriously consider avoiding everything but the oink sausage and the everything but the moo pink slime products that are in the store, because how many animals go into that and are all vaccinated? And what's a great way to distribute monkeypox around the world? Probably vaccines. I mean, how did it get in 50
could
countries?
Very well be. That's one theory, is that monkeypox is actually a cover from COVID vaccine damage. And given, the history of monkeypox and how slowly it transmits, I've seen several articles where scientists are saying, how is this getting around the world this fast? And I would probably say, business class?
Just like it got out of Wuhan for weeks.
Yeah.
They knew about it, and it was flying. They were flying it out on the airlines, and they waited until it was in every province, according to Mike Pompeo, every province of China before they told the world about it. Well, then by then, they've been flying out for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the 12 Monkeys movie with Bruce Willis, you know?
Yes. Man,
come on. I'll let you go. You probably got other calls, so...
Yes, I do, and I also have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Kevin in Nevada. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. How you doing? Hey, the other day I was listening to an audiobook about World War II, and it's called D-Day Through German Eyes. And I really recommend that book, people, if you go about 2 hours, 35 minutes into that and listen for about 20 minutes, one of the soldiers was talking about who they were fighting, and the soldier said it was the view of a lot of the population of Germany that they were fighting the communists in Russia and Freemasons, actually, in Great Britain and the bankers in America.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, he was commenting about how surprised they all were when Hitler declared war. And I was listening to that the same day that Schumer and all them guys were saying, "Look, we got to kill Putin." And I'm wondering if way back when before we got into World War II, when are politicians on the radio saying, "Oh, we got to kill Hitler, blah blah blah," and then Hitler, ended up, declaring war on the United States?
Well, the path to war in World War II was as much economic as anything else. At the end of World War I, there was the Treaty of Versailles, which was very punishing of Germany. And a lot of people, including Winston Churchill, said this is going to backfire on us. And, of course, one of the provisions of the Treaty of Versailles was that Germany had to accept a private central bank, which plunged them into a tremendous inflation, the Weimar Republic inflation, with wheelbarrow full of paper notes to get a loaf of bread. And when the Nazis came to power, one of the first things they did was they got rid of the private central bank, and they came out with a value-based currency, and it turned Germany's economy around. In fact, it was called the German Miracle, and Adolf Hitler was actually Time Magazine's Man of the Year, I think, in 1933. But, of course, this change in Germany worried the other private central bankers. They didn't want people looking at Germany and say, "Hey, let's run our economy the way they are. We don't need the private central bankers. We're going to do a lot better without them." And so... The banking interests, it is accurate to say the banking interests played a major, major role in goading Hitler into the war.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big
take a break for commercials. Kevin, thank you for the call, Kevin. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Oh, yeah. Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in
New York. And welcome back to our show here. We've got a bit of an update on that horrific shooting at Uvalde High School down in Texas. The shooter has been identified as Salvador Ramos, and so we're waiting for more information, but it's another tragic shooting, and the gun grabbers are going to come on out and say, see, we've got to ban guns. Well, you know, let's ban the crazy people here. All righty. let's see. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Melissa in Maryland. Hello, Melissa. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, if I have already asked you this, I don't believe so. Just forgive me and tell me to have a nice day, and I'll tell you to keep up the good work. But here's the question for today, which I guess I'm looking for somebody to corroborate this. You have heard of the Bureau of Printing and Engraving, yes?
Yes, it's part of the Treasury.
Okay. On record, the Bureau of Printing and Engraving exists, and there's probably a budget for printing the currency. And what I wonder is, you and I have discussed the Federal Reserve note before,
yes,
and it allows for bribes and classified activity and blah, 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 blah. So my question is, are there other makers, are there other printers of the currency, and they're off the record, and then just DPE is the only printer known on record? Is it possible that there are off the record makers of the currency that we don't know about in currency and production?
Well, yeah, they're called counterfeiters. And
it's long been suspected
that a great deal of counterfeiting is done by various intelligence agencies. As far as the Bureau of Engraving, it's not just one location. There are mints located in different cities, and numismatic people will look at the coinage and say, well, this comes from the Philadelphia Mint, this comes from the Denver Mint, this comes from, there was a mint in Carson City for a while during the silver boom, and so forth. So there are multiple locations. And the Bureau of Printing and Engraving also mints investment metal coins. They'll actually produce silver coins that are purchased as investments by people who trust metal more than they trust paper.
So what you're saying, when the Secret Service or whoever it is, the FBI, whoever it is, when they go after counterfeiters, mm-hmm. I guess you're saying that there are legitimate and illegitimate, authorized and unauthorized counterfeiters.
Well, the official story is that the Treasury is the only authorized creator of the currency. Based on the selling of bonds to the Federal Reserve, and it is the Secret Service that is protecting the currency of the United States by tracking down counterfeiters. The protective detail for the president is actually a very small part of the Secret Service force as an entirety.
Well, no, I guess I'm just saying that, I mean, I know that, you know, there is, there is something that is done to investigate counterfeit currency and to get to the bottom of, you know, suspected counterfeit currency. And so when you said counterfeit currency, I was asking, are you saying then that there is authorized and unauthorized counterfeit currency? Because it sounds to me like that's what you're saying.
No. Counterfeit currency, by definition, is unauthorized creation of the currency.
Okay. But you also said that counterfeiting is off the record or unauthorized production of U.S. currency. And so what I'm telling you is, which I think you understand, that DPE is the only authorized on the record maker of the currency. And so I just wonder whether or not they are a known maker of currency, but they're not the only maker of the currency, because I just wonder whether all of the currency that we have is known and on the records and accountable or not.
Well, you'd have to audit the Federal Reserve for that one, and they're very resistant to the idea. But the Bureau of Printing and Engraving is the only authorized creator of the currency through the various mints that they maintain in the country. All other production of currency and fake coinage is illegal and unauthorized and subject to Secret Service investigation and prosecution. This was less of a problem when the actual coinage was considered the money, and it was made out of metals that actually had value, like silver or nickel or copper. But these modern gas station game tokens that we're told represent the money are very easy to fake. And, you know, there is a lot of counterfeiting out there. Anyway, listen, Melissa, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We've got open lines, 512-248-8252. Call on in and share the phone with us.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to meet. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. A little bit of an update on that horrible school shooting in Texas. They are now saying that a total of 14 people, including the shooter, are now dead. And, of course, the gun grabbers are out there. They're going, yee-haw, we got another one. And so this is going to get spun, and they're going to be pushing, you know, they know this shooter had a pistol, and the media is already saying, well, he may have had an AR-15. We're not sure, but yeah, he may have had one of those, because they really hate those AR-15s. They definitely do. All right, 512-248-8252. Now, according to a new poll from The Economist and YouGov, critical race theory is disliked by a vast majority of American parents. They view it unfavorably. They don't think this is what the school should be teaching their kids. And remember, these schools are funded from public tax money. So the public has a legitimate interest in deciding what is going to be taught to the kids there. I was just over on Twitter during the commercial break, and somebody had some video of a drag queen show going on in a school auditorium, and how is this going to help these kids get a decent job or get into college? Okay, and the answer is it won't. It's just indoctrination. They're trying to make being gay or transgender fashionable. And polls have shown that there are a lot of kids going around now saying, I'm gay and I'm transgender, just because they think it's going to gain them social status or acceptance. And it's just terrible there. All righty. Now, Marsha Blackburn has been censored by Facebook for a post in which she spoke out against biological males contending in women's sports. And Blackburn wrote, biological men have no place in women's sports. And Facebook basically banned her. This is a contentious issue. Here in Indiana, the legislature did pass a bill saying that transgender boys have to compete in boys' sport. For some reason, Governor Holcomb vetoed it. But today, the Indiana legislature overrode the veto. So starting this summer, you will be playing sports with your biological gender and not what some trendy purple-haired person says you are. Okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to talk to you about media manipulation. And you're probably one of the biggest experts on that. That I've ever heard in my life. This morning, on the Canadian state-sponsored, taxpayer state-sponsored propaganda website, the CBC, there's an article called "Canada Should Rethink Relationship with U.S. as Democratic Backsliding Worsens," and this is brought forth by security experts. Right? They don't name these people, but they just say security experts. So the first thing I thought was, okay, maybe out of the goodness of, you know, their heart, they're going to actually start telling the truth. But no, this was a drive-by shooting of a bunch of far left-wing nut bars attacking anyone that's right. Anyone. It was actually insane. and what's really funny is how much content that they've deactivated. They call it content deactivation, right? When they take down your comment. And everything that I posted this morning, every single comment, and I did about six of them, both three of them were responses to other people, every single one of them were content deactivated. And one of the things that I wrote were, this morning, it was the first thing I did. And I said, the threat in this country comes from within, and it is sold to Canadians with their own taxes every day on the CEB. The CEB is short for CBC, right?
Yes.
And so I put that up maybe around 6 o'clock in the morning. When I got to work, I checked it at 7:30. It was already content deactivated. So within an hour and a half, they deactivated that. But the funny part is I had 39 upvotes at that point.
Okay.
So obviously it was a popular opinion. You got to remember, we're 10 times as small. I mean, the CBC doesn't, no one even visits it anymore because they know what it is, right?
Yes.
They're just carrying water for the Trudeau government, that dictator. Anyway, so I got to looking at a lot of these comments, because I love reading this stuff, right? And so I spend more time reading comments than I actually comment. And almost everything that came out first thing in the morning on this story was gone. It wasn't there. Everyone, yep. People like me, were all looking at all this content deactivated because it scares them that we can't be... What's that word that you said when you actually succumb to this propaganda?
Yeah, propagandized.
Just propagandized? I thought there was another word you used to use years ago. Anyway.
Proselytization.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
That's the one. Say that again.
Proselytization.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
So it just proves that even in Canada, I mean, we're just inundated with a constant barrage of lies, deception, mm-hmm. and anyone that can see through it, they're immediately, you know, demonized, canceled, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pushed off to the side. We're a fringe. We're terrorists, racists, misogynists, whatever dirty word that passes by their filthy minds, they'll use against people when they don't like what they say. And Elon Musk, I feel sorry for that guy now, is mm-hmm. starting to fully realize just how corrupt
yes.
it all is. And it's everything, Mike. Everything is so corrupt. It only proves one thing. There are a very small amount of people that are controlling all of it.
Yep.
That's what that really proves. It's one little club, and none of us are in it.
Well, it also says something about the human condition that so many people are willing to be corrupted, you know, who in exchange for a promotion or more pay or some other kind of a favor are willing to basically abandon morals and ethics completely and carry out these evil wishes.
Go along to get along.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an old saying, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, it's time that sort of thing ended. And you mentioned earlier something about civil war. It's going to happen up here, too.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
I don't like that.
It's coming.
I don't like it one
bit.
It's
coming. But there might not be one bullet shot. There may not be. Right?
Yeah.
There's still time. There's still a chance that these knuckleheads will come to their senses. So what am I saying? They're not going to come to their senses, Mike. You know that.
Nah, they're perfectly happy the way things are.
Yep. The further left or right these people go, the scarier people like us become.
Yes.
And it's gotten to that now, I think, where there's so much really far right wing and so much really far left wing, mostly far left wing though. But that's what I see, right? Because I'm in the middle, a little to the right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of truth in the farther left or right you go, the farther left or right someone else may seem to you. Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate your time. You have a good one.
All right, same to you, and we do have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon. First off, I'm sorry to hear about that shooting down in Texas. I hope that...
Yeah, me too.
I hope that it gets properly investigated and we get the facts unfiltered.
Well, the FBI and the BATF are already on the scene.
Yeah, okay. So
I'm already suspicious.
Well, anyway, I think it was probably pretty serious. But the reason I'm calling is yesterday, the last caller of the show mentioned my grandfather. He wasn't my great-grandfather.
Okay.
He was my grandfather, and he was in the Austrian cavalry in World War One. He was an officer. Now, on a show... another show on RBM, I got into a cat fight with a guy because I tried to explain to him, look, at maybe Adolf Hitler won the Iron Cross. I'm sure, if you suffered a bombardment in World War One, probably won the Iron Cross. But the Iron Cross my grandfather won was for showing a hell of a lot more courage than enduring a bombardment. But... my grand and grandmother in 1920 decided to get out of there while the borders were changing. And they actually landed in Ellis Island.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't come directly to Canada. I don't know if I told you that, but they had to stay there 90 days because my aunt had had a fever in Paris, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were kept in quarantine for 90 days before they were let go. and you know, which was the procedure at that time. And but here's the deal: when Hitler was coming to power, my grandfather had absolutely no opinion on this guy that was worth 10 cents. He had no use for him at all. He had offers to go back to the Third Reich to, you see, because he was a good horseman.
Yes.
He was a cavalry officer, and he knew he was an expert horseman. Well, okay, he could have trained, because the Nazis used a lot of horses in World War II, believe it or not. But he could have done that, but he had absolutely no ambition to do that. And he knew, I think, the whole idea of having another war, Germany fighting another war, was totally flawed, you see?
Yes.
Okay, what happened is then the banks, okay, and I'm talking about J.P. Morgan and, you know, the usual suspects, they loaned money to Hitler to rearm. Now, Ernst Röhm, who was the head of the SA, had to be got rid of, not because of his perversions, but because I don't think Ernst Röhm wanted to have another war. It wasn't that he was going to take Germany over, but the industrialists who were getting the money through the Third, through the Nazis, right?
Mm-hmm.
They demanded Ernst Röhm be got rid of because he'd be in the way, you see? And then those industrialists wouldn't get their money, and they wouldn't get their money, and the bankers, yeah, would be, the whole money chain would be blocked off because if people like Ernst Röhm had their way, they'd say, well, we don't want another war. We already have that. Let's just build the infrastructure of Germany and tell it with everybody else, you see. So that's the first thing that happened. Well, then, of course, the story progresses, and Germany gets itself into all of these situations where, you know, well, they say Hitler declared war in the United States and so on and so forth. And
that's backwards. I mean, Hitler knew better than to declare war against the United States, you know, and Roosevelt had tried to goad Hitler into declaring war on the U.S., and Hitler refused. What opened the door to war with Germany was the signing of the Axis Agreement and the luring of the Japanese into the attack on Pearl Harbor. And that's when, under the terms of the Axis Agreement, Germany had to say, okay, we're at war with the U.S.
Yeah, but my point here is a saner Führer wouldn't have signed that agreement, right? Because here's the deal. Germany at that time had 80 million people, I think, right? And if they're going to fight a two-front war, then the crazy idiot decided he was going to attack Russia. You see? Now you're
that was definitely his biggest mistake.
Well, yeah, you see, but this is the kind of guy he was. And you see, a lot of people in America, they don't understand the German mindset and German politics. You see, the guy I introduced you to last week, his father got killed on the Russian front, all right?
Okay.
Every day of his life, for 94 years, okay, from when his father died, he's been fighting World War II. Every day that war goes on in his mind, there's no way he can, you see? This is the devastation of war. And this is why...
I understand the devastation of war. I got to see it in my grandfather and my uncles on my mother's side here. But you also need to keep one other thing in mind. Following the... Operation Valkyrie, the attempt to assassinate Hitler. He suffered some serious injuries in the bombing attempt, and his doctor had him on some very serious pain medications from that point onward, which probably kind of clouded his reasoning a lot.
But that came after he attacked Russia, see?
True.
That bombing was in 44, and he attacked Russia in 41. And another thing is that the high command miscalculated. Again, their Tiger One, Tiger Two tanks the T-34 was no match for that. But the Russians at Stalingrad used anthrax. All right.
Yes.
Well, bingo. So there you go.
And the Germans brought it back to Germany, and it raced through Germany, including the slave labor camps. And, that was the real cause of the mass deaths.
I agree with Miss Claire. The more I listen to her, and again, my friend, somehow, some way, I'm not going to fight. If the revolution comes to Canada, I doubt I'll be fighting it because.
Well, I'm too old. Anyway, listen, James, gotta let you go. Gotta do a commercial break. We got another caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of
welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today here. Got another update on this terrible shooting at the school in Texas. It turns out this Salvador Ramos, 4 days ago, posted on social media threats to the school, pictures of his firearms. And, this is a repeat of what we saw up in Buffalo. I mean, social media will scan you and hunt you down and track you and cancel you if you question the honesty of the elections or the safety of the vaccine. But these nutcases are given free rein to just go on out there and say, I am planning on doing this. Why was this kid not red flagged? And frankly, this feels like another allowed to happen to fuel the gun grabber agenda. And tragically, I think there's going to be a lot more of these. Okay, Don in North Carolina. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, it's terrible about what happened in Texas. And, you know, we know they're after the guns, and we know they're going to continue this, but that's not why I called. Again, I called a couple of weeks ago. Excuse my voice, because I had all my teeth pulled out. I think I told you that last time.
Yeah, you did. I've been there, done that, didn't buy the T-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I'm here to correct you. You said that politicians taste like chicken.
Okay.
Actually, they taste like pork.
Oh, and how do you know this?
Well, I believe it was 1963. It was in the early 60s. I think it was 1963. One of the Rockefellers was eaten by some cannibals in New Guinea.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, and they interviewed do call human flesh long pork, so you may be right. We taste more
face.
Like ham
yes.
than chicken.
Long face, they call them. Yeah.
Yeah.
The translation, okay. Anyway. So, yeah, and they say that we taste like pork. And they said that black folks taste better than white folks. Okay.
Well, help yourselves, guys. You know, what can I tell you here? Don, I'm going to let you go because we are pretty much at the end of the show, and I want to fit in a phone call from Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to quickly talk about World War II. First of all, Hitler's mistake wasn't going into Russia. He had no choice. Once he took the banks away from the Jews, the clock was ticking on him. They were going to starve the Germans out, and he needed the Ukraine for the food, okay? And it was just 10 years before that. It was just 10 years before that that Kaganovich starved those German farmers off that land. Ukraine was a protectorate of Germany after World War One. So the Germans were murdered by the Jews first, okay? The Bolsheviks murdered the Jews by starving them, the Germans by starving them to death. He would have taken Russia if it had not rained on November 12th. That slowed the advance, then it got cold, and that caused all the trouble. He would have made it to Moscow within another week, and it would have been all over.
He got
it would have
very,
been World
very
War II.
Close, and that's why Russia is nervous about NATO coming up to their border. Anyway,
absolutely.
Rick. Got to let you go. We are at the end of the show here. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Thanks to everybody who continues to donate to RBN to help us through this dark time here. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it. And how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get. And you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.